Tess Kislev, Tuesday the 16th of November, Rabbi Anthony Manning, the Mitzvah of Hachnosas Kalo.
Good morning everybody, thank you very much for having me back, it's wonderful to be here. Please don't be put off by the fact that there are 38 Makoros. I'm only going to speak for 30 minutes, but we have a lot to get through, and therefore I'd like to discuss this very beautiful Mitzvah with you. You'll be aware from the past few weeks, Parshias, we've had a lot of Chasnas. Yitzchak, Esav, married a few times, Yaakov in last week's parasha, Shemrov, etc. I thought I'd like to deal with this very beautiful Mitzvah Hachnasas Kala. We don't often get to go out of Orachaim, so a little bit of an excursion to Eben Ezer is no bad thing. First of all, to understand the Mitzvah, and this is a fundamental yisod in all Mitzvahs of Chesed. The Rambam in the first source in Hilchos Avos says as follows, Mitzvahs Asher Shel Divreihem, it's a positive Mitzvah of Chazal. Lahachnis hakala, and he brings three mitzvahs. Lahachnis hakala, to bring in the kala, we'll talk about that. Vaken sameach hakala v'hachosen, to make the kala and the chosen happy. Interesting, he doesn't say sameach chosen v'kala, he says kala v'chosen, and the Rambam says everything on purpose. Ulas adam v'chol tarcheihem, and to give them everything they need for their marriage. Three separate mitzvahs to bring the kala in, to make them happy, and to provide them with their wedding presents. Ve'elu heim gemus chasadim shebegufa she'en lahem shi'ur. This is chesed you do with your self, with your person, rather than your money, and therefore there's no clear limit. It's not like Sadoka. The Afal Pisha called Mitzvahs Elim Divrehim, and here's the Yisoy. Even though all these mitzvahs are Drabbanan in this list, I missed out, there are other mitzvahs as well, going to a Shivaloy Aleinu, going to a Bikrochaylim, Hachnasas Orochim, etc. Afal Gashal not called Mitzvahs Elim Divrehim. These are rabbinic obligations. Harahim Bichlal V'Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha. They're all included in V'Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha. And this is the first Yisoid. Whenever a person does chesed, whether it's going to a shiur or going to a wedding, etc., they are fulfilling the mitzvah of V'Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa. As long as a person's kavana is that they're doing this to be good because they feel for the other person, that is the mitzvah of chesed in all its different permutations. There is a second mitzvah of chesed, which is Bein Adam Lemokam, which is a number two. V'am Rebbe Chama Rebbe Chanina, May Dichsiv Achrei Hashem Lekechem Teilechu. There's a mitzvah V'alachta B'drachav. Says the Gemara, famous Gemara in Soti, Ki Eshelo La'adam L'Halechach HaShchina. Can a person really walk with a Shchina? How does that work? Halo Kfar Nerma, Ki Hashem Lekecha Eish Oichlahu. Hashem is intangible. Tangible, Hashem is non-physical, is also dangerous if you get too close. Elo lahalecha chamidoishu shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a mitzvah, d'oraisa, to copy HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's two separate mitzvahs of chesed. One is Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. If I do chesed for other people because I feel for them, that's a mitzvah d'oraisa v'yahavta l'recha kamocha. And another is a mitzvah Bein Adam L'mokav, which is v'alachta b'rachav, I want to become more godlike. I always tell my students, I teach a lot of women in Yerushalayim, when they go on their compulsory chesed projects that they do in seminary. So I says, you can decide which mitzvahs d'oraisa you're doing this afternoon. If your kavana is, I feel sorry for you, you've got a big family running around, and if I were you, I'd prefer someone, I'd like someone to come and help. You're makayim v'yahavta l'recha kamocha. If your kavana is, I don't know how you got yourself in this mess, I'll never do this, and I don't know what's wrong with you, but I'd like to become more godly, than your kavana is, and your mitzvah is, v'alachta b'drachah. If, of course, your kavana is both, two mitzvahs for the price of one. And therefore, every mitzvah that you do of chesed, you get these two parallel mitzvahs. Where do we find in the halakha b'drachah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does Hachnasas Kala? Very famously, at the beginning of the Torah, number three, Vayivin Hashem Elokim es hatzela asher lokach min ha'odom. Hashem took the side of Adam away and he made it into Le'isha, Vayeviyeha el ha'odom, and he brought her to Adam. And there are lots of beautiful midrashim. I brought you an Avasdi Rabbi Nosson in number four. Amalehem, so Rabbi Nosson said to his students, Banai, Andu, his Asku, Bakala, always get involved in Hachnasas Kala, Shekain, Matina, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his Asi, Bakala, Shenemar, Vayivin, Hashem, etc., etc. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings Chava into Adam, as it were, to make the first chasna, and we see therefore these are the middos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to be involved and to copy those as well. I brought you 5, 6, or 7, which I'm not going to deal with in detail, but this is a very interesting example of Izevel. We don't learn a lot of midas from Izevel. Izevel is not exactly our model of how to create a beautiful family life. But nevertheless, one thing we do learn from Izevel. There's a little section in Malachim Aleph where Eliyahu Novi has a nevuah that Izevel will die and she will be eaten by dogs. Her corpse will be eaten by dogs. And that indeed is what happens. When Yehu comes in, she gets pushed out of the window, she falls down to the floor, she's trampled by the horses, and she gets eaten by the dogs. And when they come out, says the Psukim, they find that her corpse is almost completely devoured, apart from her skull and her hands and her feet. They were left, they didn't get eaten, they weren't subject to the klala. And if you look in number 7, the Yaakov Shimoni picks up on this. Where do we learn chesed from? Amazing question, from Izebel. Her house, her palace, was next to the market. And by the way, this was a woman who was the most non-sanua person possibly imaginable, if you read what she did and what she was into, etc. Nevertheless, one thing she did. Every time she heard a chosen going through the market, she'd run out of the palace, she'd clap her hands, and she'd sing him a song, and she'd walk down the shuk with him, etc. Those few bits of her body that she used for a mitzvah, her hands, her mouth, her feet, lo shaltu haklavim behem. Even such a thing. Amazing. We learn this from Izebel. Okay, that's part one.
That's why hands were saved.
Well, so that's why hands were saved, because they used to do that. Even a little thing like that was a massive mitzvah. What are the chalokim of this mitzvah? First of all, you should know the mitzvah to make shiduchim itself is a mitzvah haknasas kala. In the pasuk that we read, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings Chava to Adam, the Gemara in Brachas says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made himself a shushvin. A shushvin, Rashi says, mishtadu b'chupasoi v'zivugosoi. Okay, v'zivugoi, the zivug, actually making the match, is part of the mitzvah of Hafnasas Kala. It's not an easy thing to do, to make shidduchim. We made one a few years ago. We thought, oh, this isn't so hard. And we've been trying ever since to make a second, and we haven't yet. But we're still working on it. That obviously is one part of the mitzvah. What is this Hafnasas Kala? What's Hachnasas Kala? Bringing the Kala in. And here we have a very interesting halakhic discussion. In what sense do we bring in the Kala? So if you look in the Gemara in Megillah, in number 9, Tan Rabbanan, Mevaklin Talmud Torah, we cancel Talmud Torah, we get the guys out of Yeshiva, we say, nope, close the Sforim and come down to do a mitzvah, V'hoitzas Hameis, for the purposes of Levaya, Ula Hachnasas Kala, and to bring in the Kala. Says Rashi, what's bringing in the Kala? The Hachnasas Kala, the Levoisa, Mi Beis Aviha, the Beis Chupas. To bring her from her father's house to the chuppah. And the shaila is really, do we do this anymore? Do we bring in the kala? I was once teaching this to a group of people, and they said in Morocco they used to have a minhag that the girl lived at her father's house. The whole village would go to the father's house, and they would all walk with her to the chuppah. And this was the mitzvah of hachnasas kala. Difficult to see how we really do this today in quite the same way. There is a discussion in the Beis Shmuel here on Shulchan Aruch in number 10. Where he discusses whether it could be that the mitzvah of the bedekin is the mitzvah of hachnasas kala, and we walk with the chosen when he walks in to put the veil on the kala. The Beis Shmuel says, but that's really hachnasas chosen, not really hachnasas kala. And he says it's very difficult to see how that really is the mitzvah of hachnasas kala. And he puts at the very end here on the second to last line, v'reisi b'ksas makoymas anoshim chashuvim. I've seen in many places there are the choshuva people holchim likras hakala. They go out to meet the kala, umeshekarivim alea choizrim la'achoyrehim luchupas luchupa v'nochem. They walk with the kala, they walk backwards, they escort the kala as she walks up to the chuppah, and this is a good thing to do. Again, I'm not sure that we do this exactly in the way that Rashi explains it. It could be that the whole processional that we have, you know, when the bridesmaids come and they throw the petals on the floor and all that shtick that we do, that's not stand just a nice thing for the photographers, for the grandparents. That's part of the mitzvah, to be mechabed the kala, to walk the kala in, etc. There is an interesting other issue. If you look in source number 13 for a second, there is a question: do you stand up when the kala comes in, or is this a shtuyot? Is this a non-Jewish minhag that people stand up for the kala? Get up and clap. If you wish, you can do that. I was once at a chasna, and a choshev Yerushalmi, everyone got up for the kala. He said, I'm not getting up, I'm sitting down, it's a goyish minhag, I'm not doing this, and he sat down. Anyway, I think he was wrong, with all due respect. There's a very interesting Mishnah in Bikurim. The Mishnah in Bikurim in number 13 says, when the Jews used to come with their Bikurim to Yerushalayim, so it describes the process with the first fruits from the fields. They used to go out to greet the people bringing the fruits. All of the workers in Yerushalayim, when the people came with Bikurim, they would stand up. The shoylim b'shloimam, and they would greet them. Achenu anshei hamokam pleini batim l'shalom. Come in peace. And the Bar Tanura says an interesting makes an interesting observation. Afakav de'ein bali umnis chayav lamud nei tamidi chachomim. Interestingly, there is an exemption for people who are involved in a trade, so that they don't steal from their bosses any time. Even when a Talmid Chacham comes in, they don't have to stand up. There's a special exemption. Nevertheless, Kidei Shelo Yisbaku B'Mlach, some say they don't steal from their bosses. Mikol Mokam, Hayuchavim Lamu B'Gnesh Mevi'e Bikurim. They had to stand up in front of the people who gave Bikurim. Why? The Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shas. Because when you see somebody coming in right here, right now, to do a mitzvah, there's a chiyuv to stand up. Even the Bali Umnas. We do this with the Bris. When they shout Kvasa, they come in, everybody stands up. And there seems to be no reason why this should not be the case with the wedding as well. There's a Chos and a Kala who are going under the Chuppah to do a mitzvah, Lashasa, and he says, Mitamze, Oim Dimipne Noisi Hamita. This is the reason we stand up for a Levaya, okay, Shahamespa, Mipne Noisi Hatinuk, Le Bris Mila, etc., etc. I'm not sure why this should be any different for a Chasna when the Chos and a Kala walk up to the Chuppah. Anyway, so that's the Hachnosa, if you like. Difficult to see exactly how we do that the way that Rashi explains it, but nevertheless, that's part of the mitzvah. Now, part two of the mitzvah, the Rambam said, L'sameach kala v'chosen. Why does he say kala v'chosen? It seems that the focus of Simcha really is on making the kala happy. Even from the Pasuk in Devarim, where we see that there's a mitzvah, Shana Rishona, the mitzvah is for the Chosen Dafka to focus on the Kala, to make the Kala happy. And if we look at the Gemara in Ksubas, and we'll see a few Gemaras now from Ksubas Yud Zayin, which is the Daf dealing with this, the focus is always on making the Kala happy. Number 15, Tana Rabbanan, Ketzad Meraklim, Lifnei HaKala. How do you dance in front of the Kala? Now obviously this is not interesting teaching Talmudic choreography. We're not talking about dance lessons here. We're talking about they used to sing. There seems to have been that they used to dance around the Kala, and they used to sing to the Kala, Kala Nava Chasuda, etc. And the question the Gemara really is asking is, what do you say when the Chosna says to you, don't you think my Kala is the most beautiful Kala you've ever seen? And you look and you think, well, how do I answer that question? You know, there's a Din Torah of Midvar Sheker Tirchak. What do I do here? So this is a machloikas. Beishamai oimrim kala kamois shehi. You have to say it how it is. Now, that doesn't mean you have to be brutally honest. And you can look in number 16 and number 17. The Rashi and Tosfos explain that means you have to find something emistic that you can say. You have to say she has a lovely personality, what a lovely chasna, you should have brachas together, whatever. It says Beis Hillel, no, you're nothing doing. You can't say that. He says, don't you think my kala is lovely? You say she has a lovely personality. It's not going to fly. Beis Hillel Oimrim, Kala Na V'Chasuda. There is a mitzvah to say Kala Na V'Chasuda, and there's a whole debate here between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel as to, well, is this MS, is this Sheker, how can you say this? Beis Shammai very upset with this. Omru Lahem Beis Shammai LeBeis Hillel Harishi Haisach Chigeres Oisuma. It's not very politically correct, but it's saying if she was a hunchback, or even you're going to say Kala Na V'Chasuda. Unfortunately, she's objectively not beautiful. They say, what are you talking about? The divrechem, according to you, someone who buys something, someone who enters into some kind of contractual arrangements, and it's a mess, and they didn't do a good job. Are you going to praise it, or are you going to criticize it? It's too late for advice now. He's coming to you for chizuk. There's a mitzvah, say, Beis Hillel to Beis Shammai, to be mechazek the chosen, to be mechazek the kala. They're not asking you your objective opinion. They're asking you to give them a bracha. And therefore, you don't have to worry about mitzvah shecha tirchak. Why? It's not true. So the Ritva very beautifully says in number 18, on this, Perish, how does this work? Dekol shehu mipne darchei sholem, ein bo mishul mitzvah shecha tirchak. Darchei sholem. You're here to make sholem between chosen and kala. And therefore, you don't have to worry that the facts are not technically true. The mitzvah of shalom overrides, if you like, the mitzvah of mitzvah sheketich. Or this is part of the mitzvah. This is really an emes. This is a bigger picture emes. But it's interesting, agav, we haven't time now, but this machlokes beis hillel beis shammos to the nature of emes is itself a fundamental machlokes as to whether emes is something objective or whether emes is something subjective. It goes to the whole issue of lo b'shamayim here and how that works and all the gemaras in Eruvin. It's very, very, very interesting. But that's.
I don't understand why they have this discussion. If he finds her beautiful, she's beautiful, that's the end of it.
Right, fine, but he's asking for chizuk. The chosen akala, you know, the chosen akala.
Finds her beautiful, therefore somebody finds her beautiful. She's beautiful.
Yeah, but you know, okay, fine. Beauty's in the eye of the beholder. I understand. What, well, you're touching on an interesting point here, which is, you know, why bechalal is there a mitzvah of lesamech chosen akala? It's the wedding day. It's the happiest day of their life. I once heard a shiir from some interesting laughs in the corner there. I once heard a shiir from Rabbi Yitzchak Berkowitz on this, and he asked this question, and he says, basically, why don't we say shiir chiyanu on the chuppah? Seems obvious. You make shiir chiyanu, you buy a new washing machine. You make shiir chiyanu. You get married, you find a new chosen, you don't make shiach yanu. Which is better, a washing machine or a chosen? You don't have to answer that. So why do we go there? We couldn't say we have a talis and we're there, shiach yanu. So he said the pshat is that the chosen and kalara are happy but they're nervous. You can't stand there and say shiach yanu viki imanu vihi yanu as well as yimamashio unique chizuki. This is a happy day, but it's a frightening day. You don't know if it's going to work out, you don't know how it's going to be, it's a whole new start. We have a mitzvah to be mechazik then, to be the sameach chosen vakala, because yes, they're happy, but they're nervous. And if you look in number 19, mitzvah lesameach chosen vakala, the Shulchan Aruch brings down, of course, beis Hillel, ularaked lefaneha, to dance in front of her. Interesting. We seem to, I don't know if we do this quite in the same way. We have sort of men's dancing, we have women's dancing, but there seems to be, you know, so they, sometimes they, oh, we'll come to the mitzvah dance in a minute. It's not so posh, it's okay. But it seems to be to dance around her, whatever. Even if she's not, and Charles, he doesn't go down your route and say, beauty's out of the beholder. He says there's such a thing as, yes, beautiful, not beautiful. It doesn't matter. Whatever she is, you say, kala nava chasuda, and you make everybody happy. Let's turn over the page. This mitzvah of simcha is very interesting. The Gemara in Ksuvos brings different examples of how people actually acted in this way. Ki asa Rav Dimi Amar, in number 20, when Rav Dimi came, he said, "Hachi masharu kami chalsa b'marava." This is how they sing to the Kala in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, like chol v'loy srag v'loy pirchos v'yalsachen. You don't need makeup. You don't need eyeshadow. You know, be blusher. You're such a beautiful girl. They used to have ways of trying to praise the kala to be mechabed her to the husband. And of course, the classic wedding shtick, all this business of dancing around, is actually part of the mitzvah. And we see this in the Gemara number 21. Amru aleya alav al Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi Shahayanoitel Bachel Hadassah Morakid Bifnei Akala. Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi used to take a myrtle branch and do a little dance in front of the Kala. The Oimer, he would say, Kala Nava Chasuda. Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak Morakid Atlas. And this is an interesting case. Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak would dance with three. I don't know what he used to do. A juggling act, whatever he used to do. Amar Rabbi Zeira came in and saw this and said, Kamach Sidlan Saba. You're making a fool of yourself. This is not mechubad for Talmud Chochem to do a silly dance in front of the Kala. Later on, Kinach Nafshei, when Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak died, says the Gemara, Ifsik Amuda Denura Ben Didei L'Kula Alma. There was a pillar of fire, an enormous covenant that came round his mitah. V'gamir D'lo Ifsik Amuda Denura Eli Yichad B'Dara V'Yitrei B'Dara. This only happens once or twice in a generation. And Rabbi Zeira, who criticized him for his behavior at the wedding, was there at the Levaya. And he says, I take it back. Ahanilei shutisei, it was his myrtle branches that gave him the svus l'sabav ha'amran. And some people say shtusei. It was his shtuyot at the wedding that he was prepared to do this. And the Rambam, I brought you number 22, says that a Talmud Chacham, when it comes to being oisek b'mitzvah, shouldn't think that, oh, it's beneath my dignity to do a mitzvah. Who should sweep the house on Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos on Friday afternoon? Who should do sponger, you know, in Israel, doing sponger on the floor? You don't turn around and say, oh, no, we have people to do that. You should do that. It's a mitzvah on somebody to be mechabed Shabbos, and to do mitzvahs, and to be masameh chosen v'kala, and therefore, I suppose within certain reasonable limitations, but nevertheless, it is a mitzvah to be masamech the kala in this way. which is incumbent on everybody, no matter who they are. And number 23 is a little bit of a controversial, interesting source, and this is what gives rise to the mitzvah tats. Look at number 23. Rav Acha marchiv le'a kasvil umarachiv. Rav Acha used to lift the kala on his shoulders and dance around the room. There's a whole debate. What does that mean? On a chair? Does it mean not on a chair? Okay, I'm not getting into all the mafarshim of that now, but this always raises an eyebrow. Okay, Amrei lan Rabbanon. Amrei le Rabbanon. The rabbis, his students, said to him, Rabbi, this is very interesting behavior. Anan mahulim evid hacha. Can we do that? Can we lift the kala and dance around the room? So when she answers them, Amar lahu, he says to them, Idam yim aleichu kashura. If, as far as you're concerned, she just feels like a block of wood, lechay, then bavakasha. The ilai. But if you don't think that's going to happen, loy, you better not. What's going on here? So what's going on here is the beginning of a whole discussion in the Shulchan Aruch and the Meforshim of this issue of the mitzvah tats. If you look in number 24, the Shulchan Aruch and Evan Ezer Paskev, Yesh Omer Dekoshe Eino Oise Derech Chibah. If you're having connections between men and women, which is not Derech Chibah, Rak Kavanosa L'Shem Shamayim, your Kavan is L'Shem Shamayim, Mutter, then that's Mutter. What are the parameters of this? Now, we're not having a share here on Shomer Negiah and issues of that. Obviously, if there's a professional context, doctors and nurses and things, that's a different discussion. But here he's talking about people of L'Shem Shamayim. What does he mean? Rak Kavanasa L'Shem Shamayim. If you see the Beis Shmuel says here, La'asois noach la'avia lu'ima, v'chi agavnu mizeh nagu l'raked im hakala. This, therefore, we have a minhag to be merakid with the kala, lechavava al chosan, to make her, to be mechabed her, to make her seem special to the chosan, oy lekavod avia, or for covered for the parents, v'talmid chochem roi lehachmir. And the talmid chochem should better not get into this, because it's not appropriate, and that's the marashal. V'habach kosev, b'malchuseinu, b'chuchuyaseinu, nagu lehakil. Our minhag, says the Bach, was to be mekel. Very interesting. The Bach is very famous, of course, for the psak that you, if there's mixed seating in the chasna, then you can't say she'as simcha b'ma'oinu. And this is the origin of the whole discussion as to whether you're allowed to have mixed seating. You have to have mechitza and separate seating for the chasna, not for the dancing, but for the actual sitting of the chasna, she'as simcha b'ma'oinu. You see, the interesting, the Bach here says she'as simcha. When we say that the simcha in Hakadosh Baruch Hu is rakias, yeah, rakiim. That there's no simcha when there's kalas rosh, and therefore you cannot say she'as simcha b'ma'oinu. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is, if you like, samech with this gathering, if the gathering itself is an inappropriate gathering. I'm not saying we definitely paskel that. I'm not posik. You can ask your local rabbi as to whether you should, what you should do in your chasnas. But it's interesting that the Bach is the same person who says that the minhag in those times was to be mekel to do this dance with a kala. Umashmer etoyis is a kosher and kavanas l'shem chibah. If your kavana is not inappropriate, and l'shem shamayim muta. The Pischei Tshuva is not happy with this. And you see, there's a Pischei Tshuva. I'm not going to get time to do the whole thing now, but the Pischei Tshuva number 25, I recommend you to read it. He says that this is absolutely not appropriate. He brings a specific reference. He says, Chas v'sholem, we're not talking about people dancing with the kala, we're talking about people dancing with a garkel or something like that. And he said, even so, this is clearly not appropriate. Have a look, please, at the end of the second line. Afilu einu oichiz biyada mamish. Even if you don't hold the kala's hand, ela behesek mitpachas. If there's a cloth in between, keder shenoygen mixas tamidei chachamim shebedor hazeh. And he quotes that this is the minhag in his gash or whatever. Afilu hachi lav shaper avidi. It's not appropriate. For the mashma hacha the shum kreva ba alma osa the ein lechalik ben kala la acheres. You can't make a distinction between then this kala and the other kala. The leika haidna manda matzi lema, because you don't have anyone today who can anymore say the dami alel kikshura, like Rav Acha said that you won't have anything inappropriate happening. It's not possible. Lo yam ruchachan and ela kaita maragdim lifnei hakala. V'loy im hakala. Ketzal maragdim lifnei hakala is not ketzal maragdim im hakala, and therefore, again, you still have aliyah mazeh people who do, especially in the chassidish circles, the mitzvah tans with the Rebbe. This is all based on the whole question of this Gemara in Ksubas, and what is and what isn't appropriate. I think in most non-chassidic circles this has fallen out of practice, but again, you can look into your own minhagim and see how that works. On to something slightly different. The mitzvah of Sameach, being Sameach Chosav Kala, needs a good band. Okay? Without a good band, then you don't have it. Interesting, the Shulchan Aruch Paskens in number 26, Yesh Matirin Loimel Akam Lanagi Mekli Shir B'Chupois. This is in Hilchos Shabbos. he brings down that there is a hetzer. If you have a chasna on Friday afternoon, you have the chuppah on Friday afternoon, and the simcha on Friday nights, you can have a live non-Jewish band on Friday nights to play at the chasna. Okay? Even to ask the non-Jews to tune the instruments, which itself is the doraisa. Shari Mishum Kovat Chasim Vakala. What's that? Agui, for sure. You can't ask a Jew to play here. But again, I'm not sure. Has anyone ever been at a Chasna on a Friday night when they have a live non-Jewish band? I think we'd probably raise an eyebrow at such a thing. But it's in the Shulchan Aruch, and the Mishnah Berurah talks about it, and I just want to bring out three or four words from the Mishnah Berurah. He says, the Ein, number 27, the Ein Simchas Chasim Vakala Ela Baklishi. You can't really have a Simcha without a decent band. Interesting. The understanding was, and the Magen Avraham brings a Maisa of the Maharil. The Maharil, who was one of the founders of the Minhag Ashkenaz in many ways in the 1400s, he actually sent a Chasna Kala to have a Chasna somewhere else when the local non-Jewish authorities prohibited music. He said, no, you can't get married in a place where there's no music. Go to the local town where there is music, get married there. You can't have a wedding without music. This raises the interesting question, of course, of Minhag Yerushalayim, as to whether you can or you can't have music, and where that applies, and it applies in the Old City, or also not in the Old City. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was, generally speaking, mekel outside the Old City, but it depends on the family, and it depends on the expectations. But these days, people have the keyboard, or they even have these guys singing without any instruments. But the importance of having live music is underlined by this whole discussion here.
So you can have Friday night music,
right? I'm not passing anything, Chassan Halila. You have to ask your local rab. But the Shulchan Aruch is unequivocal. There's no that ein chaylek. That this is for the purpose of a chasna, for the purpose of a chasna, not for the purposes of your local fundraising charity event. But again, God forbid I should pass an halacha in this forum. You have to ask your local rabbi. I suspect he'll tell you no. Have a look at page 4, and we'll finish off in the last two or three minutes. Source number 30 is a very interesting source. Amr b'chelba, Amr b'huna, kol anenim esudas chosin ein ve'enum samcha. If you benefit from the suda of a chosin, and you're not, you don't involve yourself in simchas chosin v'kala, oive b'chamisha koilas. You are, if you like, breaking these five koilas. Rashi says, mazalza b'chamisha koilas shebirach behem HaKadosh Baruch Hu esay Yisrael. You're taking these five brachas of the koilas, and you're not taking them seriously. Shneema kol sosin, kol simcha, kol chosin, kol kala. Interesting, brings down that to go to a chasna and not be actively involved in being a sameach chasna v'kala is a very big problem. You can't just sit there at the back and eat the food and say, you know, mother fuck and go home. You have to get yourself into it, even if you're increasingly, I'm graduating personally into the line that goes around the edge and just sort of walks quietly like this. I find myself moving into that line as I get older. Nevertheless, if that's the minhag, that's what you do, and that's fine as well. But you have to be involved somehow. The last couple of things, just that I mentioned to you, the mitzvah of buying presents for the chosin and kala is very choshev. It's part of the mitzvah the Rambam brought. We see this with Daniel Ish Chamudos. He was involved in this kind of mitzvah in 32. An interesting Shulchan Aruch. Gabei stocker sheyesh behem maos stocker. If gabei stocker have extra money, they want to know what's the best stocker to apply to. Yisil behem besulois anios. They should use it to marry off young women who don't have money. Sheein stocker gedolim izu. There is no greater stocker than involving yourself in being farnes chasonim and kalas in order to get them off married. And the last point, which I'll finish on, which is an interesting one, is that Chazal also focused on this issue of tznias. What's this issue of tznias? So the posik in Micha, the famous posik which ends with tznei aleches im elokecha, there's a mitzvah to be tzanua. The Gemara in Sukkot 35 says zuhoi tzas ha-mitzvah hachnasas kala. There's a special mitzvah tznias with hachnasas kala, and if you look, Rashi is focusing not just on what people wear, which obviously is important, but how people make their chasnas. Afsham tzarech hatznei lisoi b'mida noe. To make a chasna which is not ostentatious, which is in a way which is appropriate, not to let things get out of control, not just the way people dress and behave, but the way people spend their money, the way people celebrate in public. This is part of the mitzvah of tznias. Number 37 is the interesting halacha as to whether the kala is allowed to have her hair uncovered or not. The chasna, again, different minhagim for this, but the Mishnah is mafurish, kala yotzis barosha perua, and there is is a minhag in many places that the Kala does have her hair uncovered at the Chasna. You can get into that yourself. And let me just finish on source 38, which is a beautiful brocha, which we see. The Shulchan Aruch brings in Pagu Meis v'Kala Zeh b'Zeh. God forbid you have a conflict between doing a Havaya and doing a Chasna. Ma'virin ha'meis melifnei akala. Kala. We push aside the Levaya and we focus on the Kala, etc. And the Shach gives a reason, Ma'virin es ha'meis melifnei akala, lehachnis al chupa. Why? The la'olam mitzvah achayim koidemes le'mitzvah ha'meis. Because chayim for us is critical, life is key, and death unfortunately loyalenu happens, but life is first. Ve'ikah mitzvah sakala achnis lechukim mishum loy tahu barosha bara, that the world was not created to be empty, the world was created to be full of life, full of simchas and full of Jewish families, and therefore hopefully that's been a useful overview of some of the mitzvahs. We should all be zochet to many, many chasnas, to masameach chosn v'kala, and to fill the world with joy and life.